Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you who are coming to us by the Blog Talk Blog Line. We do thank God for what He's done, and we welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. People from all over the world are here, and we do approach you very humbly as a servant of the Lord. And we have come to give our praise reports, prayer requests, and the wisdom seminar. Yesterday we were talking about backsliding. So many people gave wonderful information and wisdom on backsliding. I hit that because there's so many people who don't even know they're backsliding, but they are. And the enemy is trying to use this weapon, this tool, to try to get people out of the church. He's using all kinds of things and tools to get them out. We've got preachers on drugs in the pulpit, taking cocaine, taking all kinds of drugs. He's got missionaries becoming lesbians. We've got preachers becoming homosexuals. And all weapons and tools to get them to really leave God. You see, he still remembers that when he was in heaven and he couldn't take over, and the angels fought him and kicked him out of heaven. His goal now is to try to attack the kingdom of God here on earth to get every person he can to backslide. I heard, I believe it was yesterday, about a young man committing suicide. So tragic. Because he doesn't have a chance now to ask God to forgive him for anything. And the enemy wants to kill all of us and take us out of here in every way that he can. So we have to stay prayerful, and we have to stay dedicated and fast and pray to him. God bless you. I think I want to open the line again up this morning to backsliding. Did everybody get a chance to say what you needed on yesterday? Let me just say this, that I have, in my travels around America and overseas, there was one season where I put the question out, how many of you who have been saved have never made a mistake since you've been saved? And I traveled around the country posing that question. And I only had, in all those months I did that, I only had one lady in New York City who raised her hand and said she had never made a mistake since she'd been saved. I said, how long have you been saved? She said, oh, about 20 years. She never made a mistake. And I said, wow, that's incredible. I've never seen anybody who, as I'm asked the question many times, I've never found anybody who's ever made a mistake since they've been saved. And after church was out, the pastor made his way to me quickly. He said, Dr. Johnson, I need to talk with you. I said, all right. He said, you know that lady who raised her hand said she never made a mistake since she's been saved? I said, yes, sir. Don't pay no attention to her. She's crazy as she can be. She's been crazy for years. See, what the enemy will do, then I ask, let me back up. I ask another question. What is the difference in a person who's saved and who is in Christ Jesus and one who has come to Christ and has backslidden? And I pose a question. And the answer came back. The difference is that the one, both of them had messed up. But the one who was in Christ Jesus decided to turn around and go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. And they repented of their sins. That was the difference between the saved person and the unsaved person. Because the enemy comes to attack all God's people and destroy us. Jesus told Peter, Satan wishes to sift you as wheat. But then Jesus said unto Peter, but I have prayed for you. And I think that's what we need to do, is get God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to pray for us. Amen. So the enemy is using this tool of backsliding to try to minimize the kingdom of God, tries to destroy the people of God. But we need to have a determination. And no matter what the enemy tries to do, we have looked in the back of the book and seen that we have the victory, and that we're going to be all right no matter what the enemy tries. Everything is going to be all right. All right, the line is open to you. If you can talk about backsliding just a moment. There's a scripture that says he's married to the backslider. But come on, if you will, the line is open to you on backsliding. Anybody? Any of the saints know anything about backsliding?
Praise God, Chief. This is Ambassador Hagen. Well, backsliding is to move from the position where you were when you first fell in love with the Lord. And it's sort of like where you were when you first believed. You're no longer there. You've like slipped back, like what you used to do. You're not just on it. It's like you've lost your first love, and you need to return to that place and to that spot. And sometimes backsliding, as I heard an old missionary say, sometimes it can come in a way that you least expect. It can come through discouragement. It's not always the big bad devils that, you know, like drinking or fornicating, all the big things that are labeled as things to cause you to backslide. Sometimes it can be the little foxes that destroy the vine. Something as simple as being discouraged, and it'll eat away at your soul from the inside out, and before you know it, it will totally destroy you and cause you to get so far away from God. But when things come, instead of backsliding, just run into his arms and ask his forgiveness, and he will sustain you. There is an advocate for those who backslide. There is an advocate. We have an advocate with the Father, and you don't have to run away from him whenever you do fail or fall short, but you can run into his arms. God bless. Back to you, sir.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That was Ambassador Dr. Hagen. And so many of the comments were very appropriate. Thank you very much. All right, anybody else? I want to say something about backsliding. Go ahead.
God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This Ambassador Pfeiffer. Just want to say God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. And I totally agree with Dr. Hagen. And the thing about backsliding is that is the little foxes that destroy your lives, the little things that we overlook and we take for granted. And many times with backslide, you will pick up other demonic forces that will cause you not to so easily repent when you should. And then when it's time to repent, we will overlook that and think, well, I have another chance. And we talked about taking chances. And then we begin to take chances with our lives. And when you pick up the seven demons, who knows? You probably might pick up seven more with that seven. And it goes on and on. And it gets so hard to return to the Lord. And you can get so far out there until it's hard for you to return altogether, and you can lose your life. But we want to remember that if you keep your hand in the hand of the man that steals the water, you will not backslide. And it's a daily process. You have to feed your soul. You have to feed your spirit, the word of God, with prayer and praises, and let the Lord know how much you love him, not just how much he loves you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I tell you, you were right on it. Amen. And thank you all of the comments that you had. I've been right on it. You know, you said something that made you think. That's why Paul said in the Word of God that he dies daily. Amen, daily. You have to have a daily determination to live for the Lord. See, life is full of choices. I'm talking like this. I'm trying to help those people who are listening in Africa and India. And they, some people just got saved, and they don't know that the enemy will try to use the little small foxes to spoil their vibe and get them to leave the Lord. You just got saved, and somehow you've had a habit for 25 years, and you've been 2 or 3 weeks without that cigarette, without drinking and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, the enemy does something that make you so almost depressed and everything else. You got that cigarette in your hand. You got that liquor bottle in your hand. And he tells you after that, always, he tells you, well, you didn't already, you told God you wasn't going to do that. You were leaving your habits alone. And now you got that, you drank 2 glasses of this scotch. And you might as well go on back into the world. Because you can't do that. It's too difficult. Well, you got to understand that it's not you who lives the life. It's the Holy Spirit that lives through you. It may be too hard for you. See, that's on the natural spirit realm. The Lord will live it through you. And the enemy will try to get you to backslide and leave the Lord because you made a mistake. But all you need to do, his hand is still out there stretched to you. And I know that perhaps you make mistakes. Shall we continue in sin and the grace may abound? No. He'll help you through those storms. But all you have to do is turn around and go back toward the Lord, and he's there to help you and see you through it. Amen. One of the things I really love about the Lord is that we get the Holy Ghost one time, but we can be renewed. Renewed in the Holy Ghost many, many times. Yeah, a refreshing in the Holy Ghost many times. And you have to stay, you have to fast, you have to pray, talk to God. Praying is talking to God. I guess that's why I was a little somewhat frustrated yesterday with the saints, because I can't understand how saints and God don't want to lead others to talk to God. That's what it was about, leading prayer and all-night studying, which we have tonight beginning at 9 p.m. Is talking to God. Saints ought to lead people not only in the church but in the world into talking to God. Prayer changes things. And I think the reason why it was a frustrating thing is because you're not misusing me, but you're misusing God. He's the one who did you like the children of Israel. The children of Israel prayed to be delivered for years and years and years. And God sent them a deliverer. He got them out of slavery. He took them out in the wilderness so they could pray. They got out there and melted the gold down that God had given to them from the Egyptians. Then on top of that, he was trying to write the Ten Commandments, and they were bowing down, committing spiritual adultery. They said, I'm hungry. They said, I'm thirsty, and God sent water from the rock. They said, I'm hungry, and God sent them quail from the sea. They got to the Red Sea. He opened up the Red Sea for them. He killed the firstborn of the Egyptian families to get them out of bondage. Then after all that, they turn around and said, forget you, God. We're going to worship this golden calf because you're up on the mountaintop doing something else. And so God says to them, I'm going to kill you. And he did kill many, many of those Egyptians. In fact, he wiped that whole trend out, and the grandsons and granddaughters are the ones who went to the promised land. But God got angry at them because he had done everything for them, and yet they didn't have time to worship him. They didn't have time to do him right. And see, there are many people who do God wrong, and they don't even realize they're doing God wrong because they've been for so long. And God, us, yeah, when you were hungry, I'm the one who put food on your table. What you have, I gave you. Who you are, I'm the one who made you who you are. When you didn't know nothing, I'm the one who taught you everything. and where you came from down there in the south or wherever you came from. I brought you to where you are now. He says, the food on your table, I'm the one who provided it for you. The clothing on your back, I'm the one who provided it for you. Yeah. Not only that, the hair on your head, I let it grow. The eyes you've seen out of, I gave you. The ears you're hearing out of, I gave you those ears. The roof over your head, I provided for you. Not only that, the car you're driving, I made a way out of no way to get it for you. Somebody else's credit wasn't able to get the car, but I made a way for you to get the car. I did this for you. I put food on your table. I put everything. I provided all this for you. And you ain't got 25 to 30 minutes to need somebody to talk to me? God said, I hope you don't do us like the children of Israel. God said, I'll kill you. I did all this for you, and you can't leave 30 minutes to talk to me? That's what it's about. And then yet you call yourself a Christian. What is a Christian? A Christian is a follower of Jesus Christ. And followers of Jesus Christ want to lead people to God. Jesus was all about his Father, and he was leading people to God. But everything you experiencing that's good, the Bible tells us all good things come from God. Everything you experience in your life that's good, God did it for you. And that's what I call a selfish person. A selfish lover is somebody who wants people to do it for you all the time, do things for you all the time, but you ain't got time to do nothing for them. That's the way God experienced it with the children of Israel. He did everything for them. And they, as soon as he turned his back, as soon as he got out of sight, they were stabbing him in his back. As soon as he turned his head, they were stabbing him in his back. And God said, I'll kill you. You don't want to fool with God. God is a jealous God, extremely jealous, because he's done everything for you. And when you don't have time for him after you've done all these things, let's see what happens. Let's just see what happens. God bless you. I want to just say to you, tonight is our all-night shut-in. It's a time for you to spend some time with God. You make sacrifices for everything else. Your child gets sick, you run in there. And you should, amen. You got a problem here, you run in there. You take time to go out. Some of y'all take time to go out and spend hours going out trying to pay your bills. And yet, when you don't have no money to pay them, God is the one who helps you through that storm. And yet, you turn around and mistreat him as if he doesn't mean anything. Yeah, you take him for granted because he's been there for you all the time. He's the one that when you couldn't make it, he was there to see about you. He's the one who slipped you some money. He's the one who sent unauthorized checks and gave you checks that you never expected. He's the one who blessed you in so many phenomenal ways. You got to take time for God. You got to take time for God. You got to take time for God. When I say unauthorized checks, I mean you didn't know they were coming, and the enemy was trying to hold your money back and said that he had the right to hold your money back, but God cut the red tape and sent the money to you. See, he's the one who blessed you, and you got to be careful to treat God right. Extremely impressed. And that's why I try to repent every day, because there are things that you do, God, you don't even know you did. Yeah. And it's very, very important. Father, if we've done anything to offend you in any way, please forgive us. And help us to forgive those who trespass against us. God bless all of y'all. Remember, tonight at 9 p.m., we're going to have the all-night shut-in. And I'm asking you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to spend some time with the Lord. You spend time with everything else. Well, make God your first priority. And those who do make him your first priority, this is not to you, but this is to the folks who need to be reproved, as the Lord told me to do. Not only reproved, but I'm encouraged too. I've been taking all 90% of the time I'm encouraging you. But many times we have to be chastised. And this is rightfully so. if you mistreating God like this. You have to be chastised. And the Bible says in Romans, I believe 8 and 12, that when you don't receive chastisement, he calls you a bastard. Not me, but it says that you are bastards and you're not children of God. Amen. God bless all of you. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. You can't mistreat God like these things and expect the Lord to be happy and his servants to be happy about it. So God bless you and God keep you. Let me move here today and see if anyone has any, if you have any prayer requests. If you do, I'm going to open the line to you for prayer requests. We'll pray for you. Amen. And then at the end, I'm going to get some praise reports. Amen. All right, if you have a prayer request, I want to put this person on the prayer line and prayer request, Dolly Taylor. Yeah, Dolly Taylor. Please put her on your prayer list. And put R.J. Smith on your prayer list. And keep Mother Johnson, Mother Eddie Johnson on your prayer list. And Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson on your prayer list. God bless you. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Evangelist Harrell. How are you this morning?
I'm coming.
Praise God. I missed when you was giving out the times. I wasn't on the line. Is there any more slots open? I would take one for tonight.
All right. Our special assistant, amen. Can you see if we have any more slots open?
Good morning, and God bless you. It looks like everything has been filled. We do have some persons that are taking hours, a full hour. But other than that, everything has been taken. I don't know if some of those would be willing to share.
Oh, we will share. That's the Christian way. We help one to another. So, Sister Harrell, Evangelist Harrell, excuse me, if you'd like to take, just tell us which one you want. We'll just double up some hours and we'll share them, okay?
Okay.
What's a good time for you?
I remember last time I was 3:30 in the morning. What about like about 5 or 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah. All right, what about 5 o'clock? 5 to 5:30, we'll put you on there, Evangelist Harrell. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
All right. Well, I have Pastor Chief.
Yes.
I don't know if Sister Johnson is on the line, but that was from 4:30 until 5:30. That was a space that you were going to take, and she volunteered to take that hour. I don't know if she's on the line and would be willing to share.
Are you there? Sister Johnson from Texas?
I don't think it was Sister Johnson from Texas. It was another Sister Johnson.
All right.
I don't think it was Mother Evangelist Johnson.
No. Let me make an executive decision here. Let's go ahead and put her down for 5 o'clock. We'll announce to the people if we can't get them beforehand. I'm sure they'll be willing to let someone else be a part of praying that morning.
All right.
If you need my number, you can call me.
All right.
Okay. May I give you the number to give me a call instead of putting your number out? Is that okay with you, Chief?
Yeah, that's all right. Give me an office number there.
Okay, that number would be 816.
816.
425.
425.
4894.
4894?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other persons who would like to take any time to lead the prayer tonight? Anybody else? If the Lord spoke to your heart, I think you ought to speak up. Anybody else? This is your time. I'm giving you a chance. All right, God bless you.
Chief Ambassador?
Yes.
Chief, this is Ambassador Smith. I would like to just be a fill-in some point from 11:30 on because we're in district convocation. So for the remaining of this week, so I probably won't be getting in from service till about 11 tonight through Friday night. So from 11 on, I will fill in somewhere after I make it home. God bless you.
All right. Just tell us which one you want to double up on. You want to take maybe 11:30 to 12 and double up on that for us?
Make sure I'm at home and settled by that time. Give me a...
All right. We can get you
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. All right. God bless you. Put it down for 12 o'clock. Anyone else?
Excuse me. May I read the list of what I have? Because Ambassador Stern has 12 to 1.
She can help me. I don't care. I'm not selfish.
All righty.
All right, anyone else?
I know that Evangelist LaTanya took another hour, and she said she did that because the chief had taken, I think it's somewhere about 4 o'clock, and I'm sure she'll be glad to release some of that because she's going to be on the line with me anyway.
Okay.
All right. From 11:30 until 12, actually, is Sister Sheila. Ambassador Stern has from 12 until 1, and Evangelist LaTanya has from 1 until 2. Then from 2 until 3, we have Sister Rashonda Jones. Those are the double shifts that we have.
All right.
We have LaTanya Williams another time.
She has from 1 until 2. You have Ambassador Stern is from 12 until 1. That's a double. Evangelist LaTanya also has a double from 1 until 2. And Sister Renata Jones has a double from 2 until 3.
I can share. Anyone that wants to help, I can share. God knows I can share.
All right. That'll be a power-packed island with Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Smith. So put Ambassador Smith with Ambassador Stern at 12 o'clock. All right.
So that would be 12 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay. Let me move on. Is there anybody else who would like to help me? I believe Ambassador Lady Betty said she wanted she take the 9:30 to 10. Amen. Is there anyone else? We'd like to be a part of this. Good time to do something for the Lord. Amen. Because he certainly will be with us and notice everything that's being done for him and in his name and for his glory. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Let's get a few prayer requests so we can pray for your needs this morning. Anyone have a prayer request?
Yes, I do. This is Evangelist Harriel. I just need to pray for my strength.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Anyone else? Evangelist Harriel.
This is Sister Lucio, and Pastor, I'm asking prayer for peace.
Peace of mind.
And my children.
All right. Okay. Can we get someone to pray for these needs here? Evangelist Harrell, Sister Lucille for peace, et cetera. And then I ask you to pray for Dolly Taylor and for R.J. Smith, for Lady Betty, and for Mother Annie Johnson, our brother to the nation. Can we get somebody to pray for on target for these things here this morning? Man, give us a prayer. Who will pray? Saints of God.
Well, praise the Lord. I will try to do my best, Chief Ambassador, to petition them before the Lord. My throat has been down all week. Praise the Lord, and I do need the strength myself. I've been out a lot. Amen. Praise the Lord. But to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Good morning, saints of God. We want to be the throne of grace, and we come before you this morning, O Lord, and we thank you for another day, O God, and we come with a repentant heart. And God, the wisdom seminar that we've been listening to this week, we certainly don't want to be in the spirit of backsliding, and that's why we come before you every day and all during the day, Lord, and ask that you will forgive us of our sins and our trespasses. And now this morning, O God, we grace your presence, and we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for another day's journey, and we're glad about it. And Father God, we lift up this morning our chief ambassador, O God, the first, O God, the head, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, O God, that you would strengthen him, O God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We believe you for that, God, and we lay before you, O God, we lay before you this morning, O God, our prayer of Shetty and O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, that we can come before your throne and fall before you, O God, and give you some praise and some thanksgiving, and purge us tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every vessel that, O God, that is participating in it, Lord, those that is going to say something and those that is going to help us go on, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we lift up Mother Adley Johnson. We thank you, oh God, for the mother of the nation, and we pray right now, God, and that you just continue to keep your loving arms of protection around her. Oh God, strengthen her this morning in Jesus' name. Oh God, give her what she need. You know what she need, oh God, in Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you, oh God, for the Johnson family as a whole. We pray right now, God, that you touch Ambassador Lady Betty. Oh God, just strengthen her today. You know, oh God, what she's going through. You know what she needs. And God, we pray that you give her the desires of her heart this morning, in Jesus' name. And now, God, we continue to pray as our chief ambassador, oh God, put the names of Dottie Taylor. Touch, Lord God, this morning. Strengthen, heal, revive, oh God, resurrect. In Jesus' name, whatever the situation is, Lord, we're praying for it this morning. R.J. Smith, lift them up, Lord God. Lift this person up. Lift this vessel up, Lord. In Jesus' name, you say the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and God, we believe you today. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for Evangelist Harrell. Oh, God, not only that she asks us to pray for her strength, but, God, she's got a willing heart to want to be a part of the prayer shedding tonight, God. I know that you're going to give her strength, and all of us, oh, God, that is connected to the First Fruit Prayer Line, God, we're asking for divine strength, Lord. Strengthen every last one of us, God. That's what prayer is for our strength. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, to make us stronger. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, this morning, remember Sister Lucille. Oh, God, touch your daughter this morning. Touch your servant. Oh, God, you say, peace I give unto you, not as the world give it unto thee, give I thee. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, God, give her the peace of mind. Settle her with some things, Lord, in a spirit and in a heart and in a mind, Lord God. And touch her children this morning, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just pray that you just open up my vocal cords. Give me the rest that I need. Give me the strength that I need. My heart is willing, and God, I just thank you this morning, oh God, just for a little voice, just to say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, thank God, and amen. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, we beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of Jesus Christ, that you look on Ambassador Stern. God, you can minister to her right now and touch her throat. Oh, God, give soothing ointment through the offspring of the Holy Ghost, the balm from Gilead, to soothe that aching throat and rest her body, Lord. Oh, God, touch her. I rebuke sickness
and about it. You said whatever we bind on earth, bound in heaven. I bind the sickness. I bind that anything that comes to hold her back. Give her the victory in every situation, I pray. And thank you, Lord. Bless their church. Bless that great, great husband of hers, Pastor Gary. And Ambassador Gary, and God touch him in the name of Jesus. Ambassador Stern, oh my God. Bless him, Lord. Help him, Lord. See him through the storm and through the rain and to keep his body well. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for all things. We give you glory. We give you adoration, and we pray properly according to the scripture that says, if you ask anything in my name, Jesus said this word. He said, I will do it. We ask in the name of Jesus that the Father may be glorified. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right. If you have an emergency prayer request, we'll deal with those right now. Anyone have an emergency prayer request? If so, speak up so we can pray for it.
This is Renata Jones, 314. My mom had a fall, I think Monday night, and she seems to be all right, but I could tell something wrong. It's wrong with her. I want to just lift her up in prayer and ask God to heal her body.
All right, all right. Go ahead.
Excuse me, Mother Digby. I'd like to request prayer for my nephew, Eric, and his daughter, Erica. He lost his mother, and we had a funeral on yesterday. And I feel that he needs strength because he's been hurting really bad. He's grieving bad. She just had one son and one granddaughter, and I want prayer for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to take those two prayer requests. Someone feel led to pray for him this morning. Just jump in there and pray for him. You know the Lord, and pray for him. Anyone?
Father God, we come before you right now, God, asking you for forgiveness of all sins of omission and commission. God, we thank you for another day. Lord, I'm coming before you right now, lifting up Sister Jones, her mother, that fall, God, whatever it is. Whatever it is, that loved one, that fall, God, we know that you are a healer. You are a soother, God. I'm asking you to look into that situation right now, God. Touch the body, touch the mind, oh, God, and give Sister Jones peace. Give her peace, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you not let that be a crucial fall in the name of Jesus. And, God, we'll come before you right now with Mother Digby's request. We thank you for Mother Digby, God, always looking out for others. And we're asking you to look on the son of that and his daughter at the loss of his mother. God, we ask you to heal his heart. Be with him, God, in the name of Jesus. There are going to be times he's going to miss her, but God, we'll ask you to be there to comfort her. Be a comforter for him in the name of Jesus. We'll be careful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank God. Beautiful prayer. All right, anyone else have a prayer request? Okay. I'm going to ask you one more time. Anyone else have a prayer request before we move on this?
Well, Brother Wilson, so I continue to ask in prayer that God will strengthen my voice.
All right, Brother Wilson. We'll take one more prayer request. Anyone else?
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for the Owens family.
For the Hicks family?
Owens,
Owens family, okay.
Yeah, Brother Otis Owens passed away, and his homegoing service is tonight.
All right. All right. Someone take those two requests and pray for them.
What's the first one? I didn't understand it, Chief Ambassador.
Can you give that prayer request again, the first prayer request in this segment?
Good Brother Wilson,
uh-huh.
I ask a prayer for my voice, and God will strengthen it. I pray for the Holloman family. They lost their son.
The Holloman?
Yes, sir.
Already lost her son. And you understand. All right, go ahead.
Father, we thank you right now. We ask your blood, oh God, to cover right now in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, for forgiveness in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord God, hallelujah, as humble as we know how, that you will look on these families, oh God. Touch and heal, oh God. Send deliverance in Jesus' name. Let the angels, oh God, encamp about them, hallelujah, and bring them joy, bring them peace. In Jesus' name, we rebuke the enemy that comes to cause confusion, that comes to cause strife and grief, oh God. We rebuke it. We rebuke the enemy right now that is going to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. We rebuke Jesus' name. We bind them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask that you bless these souls. Bless these families, oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus. Look on them, Lord God, as they bereave, as they grieve, go through the grief, oh God. We ask that you will lift the burden in Jesus' name. Send them peace. Send them love, oh God, and let them rejoice in Jesus' name. And we pray for salvation in the families, oh God. We pray right now that your mercy and grace will endure forevermore. We pray, oh God, that they will assemble themselves together and worship you, oh God, and bless your holy name. We pray and we cover them with your blood right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wonderful. Thank God for you. All right, anyone else have any prayer requests? And thank you very much.
I just want to say a quick prayer. This is Charlotte Gray, A1C. Lord, the first fruit prayer family, the continuation of pleading the blood of Jesus throughout the staff, all the ambassadors that are entangled with first fruit, just to keep staying on the vine and keep us encouraged as we encourage each other, as we're learning to continue to lift up the name of Jesus together. I just want to pray for the finances, for the conference. God, I'm just asking, Lord Jesus, for any sins, Lord, that I've committed myself, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for forgiveness, God, and that my finances come through as well, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lift up my husband, Douglas Gray, on a new position. God, I'm just asking you to continue to bless in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for repentance. Thank you, God, for chastisement. Just thank you, God, for who you are. And thank you for all that you're doing. At 6 a.m. every morning and at 9 o'clock every night, God. Thank you, Lord, for being there, even when we're not, God. Forgive laziness, God. And I just ask you to continue to strengthen and continue to keep love throughout the First Group family staff. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Sister Charlotte Gray. Beautiful. All right, let me have a few praise reports. Has the Lord done anything for you? That you
I do have a praise report, too.
All right. Go ahead.
I got in yesterday evening. My wallet, I guess it dropped outside. I don't know. My husband came in. I don't even remember what time he got in, but he said, I found this outside. Thank you, Jesus.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Lord have mercy. My driver's license, everything. It had been outside the whole time. I didn't even know it was out there. So, God, I just thank you always, always, always looking out for me. Lord have mercy. That's my praise report.
What a beautiful praise report. He did look out for you. Amen. Even when we don't know he's looking out for us, he is. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about us, making plans for us. Some of you are at the retirement age, and you don't know what you're going to do. And you don't even know that God is looking out for you. God is thinking about you and making plans for you about how he's going to bless you. And you owe him some more praise. That's why I asked y'all to come on the blog line so you can give him 1,000 thank yous. Amen. Now, is there anybody else who has a praise report?
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Good morning, everyone. This is
Good
Jennifer
morning.
From Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm just gratefully thankful how God woke me up this morning in my right mind. And the other day, the young lady was praying. I think she's an evangelist. I'm not too sure her, I mean, what's her name? I'm not really good with names that much on the first fruit. So, and as she started praying, and I receive a letter, I know I had told her, please pray for my driver's license, and she did. So I have got a letter from the old insurance that I used to have. So I'm just gratefully thankful. I'm getting ready to send it to the DMV so they can see that I had no, you know, it wasn't me, the accident, how my SUV was parked in my parking lot. Someone hit it, that lady, and then trying to get money off of me. So I'm just gratefully thankful. Whatever the devil tries to do, God is always on our side, like you said, Dr. Johnson. So I'm just thankful, grateful. My driver's license is clean, so to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen. That's it. Give him the glory for it as you have, and he'll bountifully bless you. Thank God he touched and made a way for you. You know, we get miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Amen. That's a miracle. Amen. Like Sister Gray left her wilding outside, and God blessed her to get it back with all of her stuff in it. Amen. Thank him for that. Because in this day and time, people steal wallets off of you, let alone find one laying down. Amen. God bless all of you. Anybody else with a praise report?
Yes.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to be returned. I just turned 50, March the 1st, and I want to have a celebration that represents God like Boeing has never seen. So I want you guys to pray that the spirit will be in the house and that God know that I'm truly grateful to be blessed to retire at 50 years old.
Thank you. Are you going to retire?
Yep.
My, my, my. God. And then the Holy Ghost had me talking about retirement a while ago.
Hello.
Yeah. That was the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I'm wondering about this or that, and the Holy Ghost, God has already made a way out of no way. Of course, you know, when you retire, you just retire from one job to another job. So.
I know, yeah, I got that too.
And you're going to be busy. Yeah. Now, who is this now?
Renata Jones.
Renata Jones, all right. You're part of the all night prayer tonight, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank God you retired when? Today?
Thursday.
Wow. Thursday, okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, that prayer is going to be a blessing to you.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
Father, let her retirement go tremendous. Not just good, but tremendous.
Yes.
And let them celebrate there. Where she works, in Jesus' name, and
Jesus.
Other places, if you please, Lord, even in her church or wherever she belongs, let them give her the due recognition for all these years she served in that position and her job. Somebody ought to be happy for her. God, I pray that you bless the people to be happy for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, anybody else with a praise report before we...
Ambassador Pfeiffer, God bless you. I am just so happy to hear of all the praise reports this morning, and I think it's such a blessing that when you ask for the praise report, that there are so many that you jump in with someone else. So I think that's a good thing. Some people might say, oh, no, that's disrespectful. But I think it's a good thing when God has been blessing. We have to come back and let the people know what God has done, because there are prayers that are going up every day. I listen to Ambassador Stern pray and with almost no voice. So we just have to jump in there and pray and thank God when those prayers are answered. And I just want to praise God, because I got a call on the other day. A friend of mine, a pastor, had three put in their heart, and they had called me before they went in, but I didn't get the message because I was on air. And then God blessed them that when they came out, they called. And so they're doing fine. And we had a little neighbor here that was about 9 years old. She had cancer, and the father had cancer. And
the little girl, the father sent the note over, and I don't know, I may have mentioned about the father sending the note over with their names on it saying, pray for them. And now, that was about a couple of months ago, and now the little girl, they took her back the other day, just this week, and she got a report that she is healed of cancer. The doctor can't find her. I tell you, God has just been wiping out, hallelujah, wiping cancer out. And I am just praising God. And it's all because of the fervent prayers of the righteous. And God bless you and just continue to pray. And I'm almost in the condition that Ambassador Stearns in. I'm losing my voice on the prayer line and everything. But to God be the glory. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And you are a praise report. Master Pfeiffer, amen. God is really using you. And so many others on this prayer line. God is using in an ultra, ultra awesome way. We thank God for you. All right, is there another praise report? I can take about three more praise reports.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I just have this little testimony to tell you how the devil tries to come in the mix of what God's plan is. For ever since yesterday that I stated that I would do the 11:30 shut-in. See, the last time on the shut-in, I was up all night long and turned around, got dressed. I'm going to tell you how good God is. Up all night long on the prayer line, got dressed, and went to work. So, therefore, I didn't have no sleep. I went to work and worked 12 hours. The Lord has replenished my strength in me, and the devil tried to beat me down, but God said, not so. So on this one here, yesterday, I said I'm going to do the 11:30. Right away, when I stated I'm going to do the 11:30, you guys' time, 12:30, my time, the devil stopped there and said, oh, you don't know, that's 12:30 your time. You're going to be up all night again, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I start to twitching. But all of a sudden this morning when Reverend Stevens came on and she stated she needed some time, and then all of a sudden the devil said, give her the 11:30, give her the 11:30. And I reached up and I said, the devil is a liar. You will not steal my praise. You will not steal my joy. You will not steal my blessing. I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. See, the devil trying to steal what God has planned for us. But I decree and declare right now, devil, you get out of my way. I'm going to be on the shut-in at 11:30. 11:30 your time, 12:30 my time. I'm going to be on it all night long because I know what God got in store for me. You better move out of my way. I'm going to be a bad mouth jammer today because I know God got my back. So I just want to say how good God is. When the Holy Spirit speaks, we need to speak up. And so right now, I have to speak up to let y'all know how the devil tried to trick me. But I refuse for him to do. God bless you all. I love you. I will be up there tonight because the devil ain't got nothing on me. Goodbye, devil. Goodbye. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you.
Beautiful. I'll tell you, I got to give that testimony to Amazing Grace because, see, I've been teaching how to recognize the real voice of God. See, and one of the things you have to do is ask questions. Why would God tell you to give up a time to talk with him? Amen. When he knows that that will be edifying to your soul. He comes to edify you. Amen. And that was, you're right, it was the enemy trying to distract you and to maneuver you to keep you from getting your blessing. I want to tell you something. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me and told me that God was listening to you a while ago. And, oh, my God, you brought a smile to his face to know that you would stand up for him as he stood up for you so many times, but you would stand up for him as never before. Amen. That you would not, when it comes time to honor him, Yeah, he's been doing everything for you, and it comes time to honor him. And you don't make a decision to honor somebody else more than you honor him. God says he's listening, and he heard you. And, oh, my God, you're going to be blessed, 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 blessed. God bless you. I'll take another praise report if you got it.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Bernita, Ambassador-elect.
Uh-huh.
Area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for my job. I'm going on my second week, and I'm enjoying my job. And I just want to say that last week, I have fluid on my elbow, and for some reason or another, my hand swelled up. My hand became swollen, and I don't know what happened. But I can say today that my hand is down and it's back to normal. And I praise God. God is good.
Oh, God is great. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Anybody else with a praise report? What is God?
Texas area code 325. I honor him on this morning and to you, Ambassador, and everyone on the line. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Not only stopping and saving me, but all the things he's done over and over and over again, all the healing that has taken place for me and my family and all those around me. I praise God because he is God. Went to the nursing home the other day, and my husband said, I'm just depressed. Honey, I'm depressed. I don't feel good. Things is happening. But I want you to know on yesterday and on last night, his spirit was lifted, and he was calling me last night saying what he wanted to eat. And we had such a hard time getting him to eat. But I thank God because I know the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And him to call and tell me he wants some chicken and dumplings and different things. I know God comes through over and over and over again on his behalf. And I'm thanking the saints. I'm thanking God for being God. Continue to pray for me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Amen. I could see that as you were explaining it. And thank God for you. What a blessing. All right. Anyone else? I have time for one more praise report.
Thank the Lord. This is
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This go ahead, brother.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Today is the day that the Lord has made. I tell you, I ran into Pastor Pierre yesterday. We had lunch together. He really looked good. He had been into the hospital. And I gave him the prayer line number. So I just thank and praise God for him, and I saw him. We talked a while yesterday. So he asked how everybody was doing. So I just thank and praise God.
God bless you, Mother. God bless you. I got a couple minutes. I got to say a word to you about the convention, June the 11th through the 14th. Are you going to take the assignment or not? I just need to know. The Lord told me to give you the assignment to be there because he wants you to be ready for worldwide ministry, worldwide touching the world. And he had chosen you to use to touch the world in your vicinity or wherever. Will you take the assignment or not? If you are going to take the assignment, then we need to know that you're coming, because we want to take the assignment of trying to prepare for you. That's our assignment, trying to be ready and to have a hotel room reserved for you. If you're coming, and if there's any potential in you coming, there is potential for sure. All you got to do is ask the Lord to bless you. You ask him for other things. You ask him for that house, then he bless you. You ask him to let your daughter make it there safely, then he bless you. You ask him to help your son. Didn't he bless you? You ask him to help you pay the bill for that month because you didn't have enough money. Didn't he bless you? You were sick. You ask him to heal your body. Didn't he bless you? Why is it that you think God's getting ready to do something and touch the world? And he gave me
to come and share and come and see the First Fruit family. You need to come and see the hospitality and the blessings and the miracles God has laid out there for us. On last year, we had a time for praise reports. And during that time, it was one miracle after another. I mean, these were not miracles just like you hear on this air now. These were miracles where God had raised people up out of the hospital, up out of the ICU room. These were miracles that people couldn't stop talking about. They were on. We had to cut them off. It was so many. So we want you to come and experience that. How if you think you're getting a blessing just by being prayed for on this line, come and experience it firsthand. God worked so many miracles there, we had to just shut it down. It was things that you know that only God could do. So please come. Make your plans. Don't let the enemy trick you out of your blessing. If you need a blessing, come and get it. It's there waiting for you. God bless you. And call that number this morning. Let them know that you're on your way.
816-425-4894. 816-425-4295. And then 4894. God bless all of you. We're out of time this morning. The Lord bless you. Keep you with probably... I'm looking for you on the prayer line tonight at 9. Now, those who go to the blog, you might as well go to the prayer line. If you go to the blog, we're going to hook it up together tonight. And we'll start our thank yous at 9 o'clock tonight. We're going to give God 1,000 thank yous. And we hope that you join us to do that. If you want a miracle from God, I urge you and encourage you to join us as we thank God 1,000 times. That's at 9 o'clock tonight, 9 o'clock. That's Central Time, 9 Central. If you're in the East Coast, that's 10 o'clock for you. If you are in Mountain Time, that's 8 for you. If you're in California, that's 7 for you. But join us 9 o'clock Central and look for a blessing from the Lord. God bless you. We love you. Be back tonight at 9 o'clock. And that would be our blog, too, at 9 o'clock. So we'd be thanking God 1,000 times. And then tomorrow morning we'll be back again. We're going to go all night long. This is the all-night shut-in tonight, the last Wednesday in the month, the Lord said it. And we're just obeying him. He's going to be there because he told me to call it on the last Wednesday of the month. So that means he's going to be there doing miracles. Amen. Because whenever he's in the room, everything is subject to him. God bless you. Go ahead. All right.
Do you need me to reread the list, the time slots? Is everyone clear on their space?
That would be appropriate.
Thank you. Tonight's schedule is as follows. At 9 o'clock, our chief ambassador will start us out. At 9:30, Ambassador Betty Johnson. At 10 o'clock, Sister Thelma Rush. 10:30, Sister Charlotte Gray. At 11 o'clock, Sister Lucille. 11:30, Sister Sheila. Then from 12 until 12:30 is Ambassador Stitz. From 12:30 until 1, Ambassador Stern. From 1 until 2, Evangelist Latanya Williams. From 2 until 3, Sister Renata Jones. From 3 until 3:30, Mother Willie Johnson. Then at 3:30, we have Sister Gwen Seitz. 4 o'clock, Sister Geraldine Garnett. 4:30 to 5, we have Sister Johnson. Then at 5 to 5:30, we have Sister Harrell. 5:30 to 6 o'clock is Evangelist Palmer. And at 6 o'clock, our Chief Ambassador will take over again.
Beautiful.
And, Chief, let me say I'll be there in case we have to fill in something. I did, give up my slot for Lady Betty. So anyone that, I will be on standby.
God bless all of you. And I want to just commend all of you for treating God right. Amen. It's just right to be there for him. Right to lead people into praising him. Right to lead people in prayer. And we do thank God for you, all of you, who are leading prayer tonight. Don't forget, next month, during the month of April, the last Wednesday night, and next month we will have this all-night prayer again. I would urge and encourage many of you who didn't jump in there and say that I want to be there for the Lord, although he's going to be there for you from now to then, I would encourage you to treat him right. Amen. Do something for him. Don't be a selfish person expecting all the time him doing stuff for you, and you don't have time to please the Lord. It's not good. God bless you. And I always tell you, I got a feeling that everything will be all right. No matter what you're going through, it will be all right. Don't have any music for you. This morning we hear Mother Johnson, and she's getting stronger and stronger. Yesterday she just walked to the restroom almost by herself. And thank God for her strength coming back. I told her it took some time for your strength to leave, and it may take some time for it to come back. You have to eat right, and she's been eating right. So we thank God for her and what he's doing. Well, you have a wonderful day. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. And we'll hear you on the front line tonight at 9 p.m. Central. The Lord bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm out. Uh-huh.